Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather.
Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Yo, 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 what's up, people? This is AMC Press Live, and we are live and uncensored, unfiltered, and just plain crazy. You all know me, and for those that don't know me, my name is Toku. I'm the director of radio operations here, and we have Allison, our founder, who I think she's here, but she's
yes,
being very quiet.
Yes, yes.
Our founder and director of everything that we do, so thank her for the show. We're waiting on our friend, our other co-host, Mr. Johnny, who's camped out in the chat room, and our magician, and there's one of them right there. The prodigal daughter has appeared.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
And our magician just stepped out of her coffin.
Yes.
Welcome back, Heater Ray, and I'm going to put a spell on you if you don't behave, Toku.
And Johnny just creeped in.
Hi.
My guy, aren't we?
Let's get down to some fucking business here, because I'm sure we have a topic.
We all have a few words. Before we start talking about that, we've got to take care of one little thing. That is one of our hallmarks of this show. And for those that know the show, you know what's coming.
Can I drop the brand new?
Grab your ass, duck your back. Run like hell.
Of course, I'm going to hand it off to Heather because she obviously has a few words to say to start. Go ahead.
Otaku House, you can go fuck yourself because you've lost my business. Enough said.
Okay, to explain what happened, and we're just going to go through some explanation because I want people to understand. The post has officially been deleted from the Otaku House page, so you cannot go on there and find it. However,
but
a Tumblr post was made about it, and it's right there. And if you go to it, they have a picture of a bad, what they say is a bad Chun Li. Now, while I do agree it's not the best looking, it's still ballsy as a motherfucker for the person to do it. And so
if it's a guy that did it, it is an excellent crossplay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's a guy. I agree with what was said. I don't know if it's a guy or a gal, but either way, okay, it is a guy.
It is an excellent
crossplay.
Yes, it is a guy. I know him personally. He is a very sweet friend of mine, and he enjoys Chun Li and everything. He's not gay or anything. He just likes the character. Nothing
right.
wrong with being gay, but.
Guys,
no, but
that's a girl.
So, well,
you know, that was an excellent
I'm not.
Play.
And I'm not trying to say that there's a, it's bad, but, you know, it's not the best, but, you know, it takes a lot of guts to do something like this.
Oh, yeah.
So
I would be a nervous wreck cross-playing normal, cosplaying normal, let alone cross-playing.
So basically, they crossed the line twice with me by saying that my friend did a piss poor job of cosplaying, and then they decided to boil the pot a little more and take plus size whatever cosplayers out of their contest because of their weight issues. I'm a plus size cosplayer myself, and I would love to lose this weight. I have been working at it all summer long for a while now, as the AMC press crew can tell you. But I do have a glandular issue, and I can't afford the medicine right now. My insurance won't cover it. So I'm stuck like this. And all I can say is plus size and loving it.
Okay. I'm going to read what the Otaku House post is until I finish with this. Let's just let this read, and then I'm going to leave you a couple minutes to just think about this. Dear customers of Otaku House, we have been hacked. The closing down sale post is a fake. Also, the cross-dressing Chun-Li had many comments in the last half hour, and I would just like to say that Otaku House is officially raising our standards for cosplay. Such cosplay of overweight, horrid-looking cosplayers is now not allowed on our Otaku House cosplay contest. Reason being is that our standards over the years were very low, and after this year's contest, the admins in Otaku House feel like it is becoming even worse. Cosplayers who cannot cosplay a certain character shouldn't do a character. For example, that Chun-Li, her figure is, as everyone knows, slim and muscular. The cosplayer in the picture was a huge overweight guy or girl. I hope our dear contestants will understand our new and improved rules for the contest. It will be added to our rules later. Thank you, head admin of Otaku House.
I noticed they signed their name as head admin. They did not use their real name. They just put head admin.
In a page, you usually wouldn't put your real name.
Okay.
But needless to say, new and improved rules?
I call it out and out, blatant fat shaming, number one, you know,
but
and number two.
Fat shaming, and it's also putting cosplayers down.
Right, exactly. It's putting cosplayers down. It's fat shaming. It's and a roundabout slap in the face making fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we've discussed cosplay before. A lot of people put a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money into their costumes. I don't think so.
I mean, we've been making a joke for a long time on this show trying to get Heather to cosplay as Tuxedo Mask. And yes, it is a joke. And yes, it's us goofing around with a good friend of ours. But you know what? Us and Heather know it's a joke. It's for fun. It's us having fun with her.
Yes, I'm a huge Sailor Moon fan. I have yet to cosplay as Serena or Usagi. I would love to do a very beautiful dress as Princess Serenity, but I just need to get the material for it. Plus, I need some
Or she could do the Moonlight Night.
Okay, let's not get off subject, people.
No, I'm just trying to make a point. You know, we here at AMC Press, a lot of us love our animes and stuff and shows and, You know, some people may consider the shows that we enjoy to be childish. I know some people think that Sailor Moon is childish. Some people think that Power
they
Rangers
haven't seen
is
the original
childish.
Version. Then none of them have seen the original Japanese version, which tends to be a lot more grittier than what's in the United States.
We want everything
to be. But Pardon? Needless to say, you know, we would be considered kiddish by the last parents because we love this stuff. Do we care? No. We love what we love, and we have fun. You know? So, and then here's the next part of this whole debacle. Otaku House posted two comments. Everybody, please just calm down. Yes, cosplay is fun. But we here at Otaku House hold annual worldwide contests. We ought to buck up our standards. If you believe that this is a hack post, then please do as you please. This is how we at Otaku House feels after having our meetings over how poorly fared this year's contestants are. We had to filter out over 2,000 contestants, which not only wastes time, but overhead costs as well. Everyone who is unhappy may not apply for the contest. We are doing this for the greater good of cosplay. Thank you for your kind understanding. Dear customers of Otaku House, we at Otaku House understand how you feel. This is a compulsory action to keep up with the standards of cosplaying. We do not mean to discriminate. We are just flowing with the wake of the cosplay scene. Cosplayers are free to cosplay whoever they want, what they want. But when, for example, a fat girl cosplays a slim character, she has to be prepared to be flamed for one reason or another. But we do not blame. We are just letting our contestants and future contestants know about this newly implied rule. And then they say that there was a rogue admin.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Rogue admin or not, this shit is just wrong.
I know it's...
Guys?
It sucks to sell a lot.
We have got another cosplay page on Facebook sharing our radio show right now. Thank you, Cosplay USA. Your link is going into the chat room. So you guys might get to gain some more likes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And I myself
can say clearly, I'm wanting to cosplay, and I am proud of my curves. So this, in my opinion, I'm definitely going to be rethinking that the Otaku House page, because I myself, me being curvy, voluptuous, and proud of how I am, and knowing what my flaws are, I wouldn't give them my business, and nor should I consider giving them my business. And
me personally... I'm planning on cosplaying as well. My cosplay plan is to do a full Bankai Ichigo. I'm not Ichigo. Full Bankai Toshiro Hisagaya. What's the
guy? You know what? It'd be cool to do. You know what? It'd be cool to do. If it's affordable, find out a convention where Otaku House is going to be, and have a bunch of you. It doesn't matter size, shape, or whatever. Cosplay as your favorite characters and flaunt right in front of them.
How nice.
You know what would be really great?
What's
Go
that?
Go to AMC Press as a cosplay group goes to one that they're in, and then when we see them, we just say, hi, we're AMC Press Live, and guess what? You got nailed on our show.
I myself am willing. I'm going to be going to a local Renaissance fair here in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be rocking a cross playing as someone from Doctor Who, and I'm going to be proud of it. And if someone wants to bitch and complain, I could care less.
Heather, I meant Allison. One year I went to my local Renaissance Festival, and somebody was cosplaying in a Star Trek Next Generation uniform at the festival.
And a character from
Star Trek The Next Generation. At the
Renaissance Fair I went to, I saw women dressed up as 9, 10, and Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who. And that just made me want to cosplay even more. That just made me want to say, one woman was curvy and voluptuous, and the others were, let's just say they were not, they definitely were, let's just say they were less weight than me, and I'm not being offensive. I'm just calling it like it is, because I feel that this is just how it is. This is me. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm curvy. I'm not the standard. I'm not a size 2. I'm a plus-size curvy woman, and yes, I have flaws. Yes, I have my own medical problems, but I can't just automatically. I'm not going to go for liposuction. I think if I did, my parents would think I'm crazy. So...
my parents already think I'm crazy and I don't cosplay.
Guys,
I just want to make a general announcement
to the show, Allison. Just one moment, please. I want to make a general announcement. If you've got an opinion on this subject and you really want to put it out there, don't be afraid to call us. 323-792-2996. We are taking calls at this time. If you have any opinions that you want to put out there and make them live and uncensored, we don't care what you
and
say.
Unfiltered.
We'll care if you drop a few F-bombs. Fuck it.
Ooh.
Just say what's on your mind and call in. So,
I just want to let everyone be accepted.
We will accept you. Don't worry. So if you got a comment, just call in, 323-792-2996. Or if you want to call in through Skype, above our player, there's a little S button that you can use to call in through Skype. Just click that. We'll see you in the screening room, and we'll bring you in.
Yes. And we accept everyone.
Yes.
And I am sharing this with the Uncensored Radio group. Uncensored Radio we're a part of another radio show that Karen Ashley, Katrina Johnson, and Jeffrey Emmett, along with James Hankins, does. I'm not too sure who all does it anymore because it's been a while since I listened to it. I'm sorry.
Sounds about right.
We are part of their group. I'm going to be linking Uncensored Radio in the group, so go over there and join their group. I'm also going to be linking their page, so like their page too. Katrina Johnson, fill you guys in on who Katrina Johnson and Karen Ashley are. Katrina Johnson, if you remember the first season about all that, the Ross Perot shit, that's Katrina Johnson. And Karen Ashley was the second Yellow Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yep, and we've had episodes with Karen and Kat on before. We're hoping to get Karen back on. We are directly associated with Uncensored Radio. That's what our little statement that says. part of the Uncensored Radio Network means we are essentially one and the same. So we follow their mantra of 100% free speech in this group, and we have fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Of course, there's also Mike J, who is going to be drinking some spiked coffee, mate.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. What?
Okay, is Mike J back? Somebody call me in.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Welcome back, Mike. Yay.
Yes, Mike J is another one of the people on Uncensored, so yeah. Anyway, getting back to our subject at hand, why... Now,
and apparently someone in the group did make a, in the Otaku house, they did make a, a formal apology. So I don't know if any of you have read it.
I will be right back. I've got to get some kale chips out of the stove, so.
I don't know how sincere the apology is. We'll just have to wait and see.
My opinion, I think they're only apologizing because they caught some shit in the wind.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
And they posted a link about with a CNN... money link.
Yeah, and that is something we need to discuss as well. I see the post. I'm not quite 100% believing of it, so I hope you guys
I'm taking it with a huge grain of salt.
Yep. That does bring up a valid point that there was a massive hack in when it comes to Facebook. 200,000, I think. No, it sounds like more than like 2 million passwords have been taken. So don't be, if you never change your password on your Facebook, now might be a really, really good time. In fact, I'm going to do it live on air, so I can give you guys guidance. When you are on your Facebook profile, go to account settings. Once that loads up, go to password, and then just change it.
Oh dear. I got to change my password. It's been 10 months.
Apparently mine was not compromised because I got in it securely and safely.
Apparently mine's fine.
Same here. How was
mine,
it? My
mine.
Question was...
Yep.
How could you tell?
How could you tell if your account is hacked? You would not be able to get in it. Period.
Well, I'm working on Farm Town, so evidently I do okay.
Isn't your Farmville?
No, Farm Town. I don't do the Ville games anymore, Heather. Heather Ray.
Well,
I don't
there
do
we go. I just changed my password live on air. Done deal. Now my password's double the length and more complex.
I have my nephew show me how to change my password to where it's a little bit harder to hack. So
let's continue on.
Yep, but you know, I'm gonna say this right now to Otaku House. Honestly,
change.
I don't agree. I don't agree that I don't think it would be a hacker. Yes, hackers can do crazy shit, but why would a hacker specifically try and piss off a group of people when they could just take all the information from the page and use it? Financial information is far more valuable to these hackers than a few hurt feelings.
The cops have just soak it up and realize you guys lost a lot of business because of this little issue that you guys have with plus-size cosplayers.
Yeah, well, and that's a very valid point that Cynthia just brought up in the chat room. You have a lot of passwords to use. Well, that's why I use a password manager program into my browser, because that way I can make sure that my passwords are secure. The one I use is LastPass.
Apparently we have a caller.
Oh, really?
Avon calling.
I see it. Let's bring him in. Hello, you are live on AMC Press. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hello.
That's good.
I was calling about the Otaku House thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was reading through the formal apology, quote-unquote, and I was a little skeptical about it at first, but then I actually looked on, I looked it up, and there were a couple of people who were removed from this year's contest for cheating, and the formal apology
that
they made on their Facebook page said that it might have been a hack by one of them. Like one of the people who was removed for cheating, which would explain why they would be trying to just piss off all the fans and kill the contest.
Basically, I hate to say this, but I'm calling bullshit on that because I have seen it happen so many times in previous cosplaying pages, the same issue. And every time they got taken by, they automatically refer to, oh, we were hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
another thing could have possibly been like a publicity.
And I kind of am taking the whole apology with a grain of salt because it's just kind of
it took them way too long.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's no way that they didn't know until hours later. It was at least 5 hours before they took the post down or did anything about it.
I agree.
They know what they did, and they know they just got a lot of negativity, and now they're trying to erase all that.
Yeah, and deleting the post isn't going to delete all the screen caps.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who I've mentioned on the show many times. Her name's Erica, and we call her Dante in our local cosplay community here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lady who has a couple cosplays she does. She does Tony Stark and Dante from Devil May Cry. And honestly, she's one of the thin, beautiful ones, you know, but she's got this attitude about her that if someone can't appreciate what a person does for face value, you know, she thinks it's stupid. And honestly, I agree. If someone can't appreciate the fact that someone's putting effort into doing a cosplay,
it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter how big a person is.
The reason that I cosplay.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason that I cosplay is like, there are such wonderful characters that only exist in fiction, and they deserve to be given life. And that's why
I
cosplay, to bring characters that deserve to be real life.
Exactly.
And I agree with you 110%.
Like I mentioned earlier, I have yet to fully cosplay because I want to make the perfect first cosplay. And like I said, my first cosplay dream is going to be a full Bankai Toshiro Hisagaya with full dragon wings and everything. Something that's going to make people go, that's going to make people go, holy shit.
Because
I'll be walking down the convention with wings and flowers furled out, and just people are just going to be like, wow.
You better have a wide enough hallway to walk down.
All I can say is, if you guys want to see some beautiful cosplayers that are done by plus-size people, go to this page. It's called Cosplus 101. And these girls and guys, they are awesome at what they do. Right now I'm looking at the Serenity because I saw a gorgeous picture that I want to share with y'all if I can find it.
I've seen a lot of interest of really good plus-size cosplayers. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are cosplayers. I know a cosplayer by the name of Nerdy Nicolette, that she's awesome. But then I know another cosplayer and slash furry by the name of Faye, she did at Anime Iowa a couple years ago. She did one of the Naruto characters, and it looks so awesome. You know?
Yeah, there's actually an Australian cosplayer who's, she's, at least 5 dress sizes bigger than me, but her costumes are so beautiful, and she doesn't cut corners like a lot of people will do. Like, I feel bad for some plus-size cosplayers because they'll constantly try and, hide themselves with their costumes. No, never cut corners because of yourself. Be yourself and be your character.
Okay, and I agree.
Exactly.
And I'm actually...
Exactly, Johnny. Johnny just posted a comment in the group.
Yeah, here's an example. This is a plus-size Scarlet Witch from X-Men. Those of you that are not X-Men fanatics like I am, that's another one of my guilty pleasures. It goes to another page called... Let me see, what is it? Hey, Princess Cosplay page. And this girl has done wonderful.
That is a nice costume.
Oh, man.
Looking at it now. Tech Princess Cosplay.
Yeah.
That is nice.
That Scarlet Witch. That looks good. That's a nice costume. You know what?
So
this is getting me to get my guts up to do it.
So what can we call you, ma'am?
Ridley.
Ridley?
Ridley?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the group, Ridley.
Nice to meet you, and I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad you decided to come on, because honestly, I like having opposite views and just different views and stuff. Yeah, to me, if you're ballsy enough to do cosplay, you're ballsy enough to be respected.
Yeah, Ridley.
Exactly.
Just introduce ourselves.
Oh, I like the...
That's Janet. That's talking. That interrupted me. my name is Heather. I'm the notorious one for linking us to what happened earlier at Pop Talk about. So.
And I'm Allison, the founder, so...
I'm Tofu,
well, it's
the mysterious one.
The mysterious one.
And I'm the magician.
I'm Johnny, I don't know what I am. I'm like,
okay.
Laugh.
You're
I don't know how you're the mysterious
soundboard.
One when you've talked the most.
Human soundboard.
Not too mysterious. You talk more than anybody else.
Well, I do that for a good reason, but I
he has a high role within the group, so.
If you want to go over to our group and you can join the group, you can find each of us, friend us. Right now, I can't friend anyone because, yeah, I have a 30-day little ban about friending people.
Actually, you can accept friend requests.
I can accept friend requests. I just can't send them out.
In your Facebook group, been there before.
Another thing about, like, that seems to be a problem with the cosplay community when it comes to, like, bashing cosplayers for not matching the parameters of the costume, which is total bullshit. I actually am good friends with a cosplayer that goes by the name of Misa on Wheels. She's a New England cosplayer, and she's in a wheelchair.
Okay,
and she's wonderful and sweet and beautiful.
I agree with you. Her cosplay.
Like, honestly, if anyone listening hasn't liked her page yet, go like Misa on Wheels. She's wonderful, she's sweet, she's genuine. She's the most positive person I've ever met. And she...
You know, I'd love to have Misa on the show one day.
She's so wonderful.
Okay, I will be looking at her page in the chat room.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at age 2, and she was confined to a wheelchair since age 10. But she loves cosplay, and she won't let anybody tell her what she can and cannot be. And she's
good for her.
So wonderful.
Good for her.
Yeah, I love her Misa cosplay, the one from Death Note.
Yeah, she's so cute. Like, she's just the cutest person.
For those that don't know who Misa is, in Death Note, she's basically White Yagami's love interest.
Love interest used very loosely. She likes him like uses her.
Essentially. She wants to get in his pants and have her babe.
The words love interest have to be used really loosely in an anime like Death Note.
I like something Misa posted just yesterday, you guys. It says, just keep cosplaying. No matter your size, age, or what anyone tells you, do what you love and you will always be living right. She just posted that yesterday.
Yes. Maybe so inspirational.
Ridley.
Like, I wish that my cosplay page could be as influential as hers.
I just liked
Ridley.
Her. I just liked her page.
Yes.
If you could get Misa to want to come on the air, we would love to have her on.
I can try. You can always send her a message. She replies to almost every single message on Facebook.
What do you guys think? Should we try and get Misa on the show?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
She's
those in favor
so
say
genuinely
yes.
Genuinely wonderful.
Aye.
Yes.
Like, I actually pull a lot of my views about the cosplay community from her that I, you know, talk about on my own page. Like, the fact that I personally, when I'm doing photo shoots, I don't like it when photographers will, like, Photoshop me. I don't like it when they, like, mess with my image, try and make me curvier or, you know, skinnier in this part. Like, because that's who I am, and if you can't accept what I look like in my cosplay, then I don't want to do a photo shoot with you. If you can't appreciate the way that I am, then I don't want your business.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't like being in edited
what's
photos.
Your page?
Ridley
what's your page?
Cosplay.
I got it. I'm putting the link up right now in the chat room.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're probably going to get a huge influx of likes here in about, 5 minutes.
Ridley, if you can
I just hit 200, so I'm really excited about that.
Ridley, if you can tell by our bunch, we're very laid back, but we're all big nerds in our own way. Like with me, I like anything to do with Sailor Moon, X-Men, and the
I'm a huge Pokemon
Model
nerd. Korika?
Model Korika, is that your site? Ridley.
Yes.
Is Model Korika
yes. Model Korika is the URL.
Okay.
And Johnny?
Yes.
Johnny and me are big Pokemon people. In fact, I play, I have X version right now.
I'm actually doing a Gijinka of Xerneas, the legendary from Pokemon X, that's based off like a superhero concept, so it's a spandex suit that I designed.
Hey.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
The design is actually on my page in the albums. It'll say 2014 cosplay plans, and you can actually look at my Xerneas and Yveltal designs.
Cool. Oh, these are awesome. I know I'm looking to start cosplaying just timing.
Make that
really
201 likes, Curry. Ridley, make that 201 likes.
Thank you.
I just want people to realize we are a very fun group, and if you've already noticed, we have a blast. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
You can see me rocking my Pikachu hat, which I love.
And you want to know something, Ridley? Do not be afraid to speak your mind.
I'm usually
not. Do
not
be afraid to speak your mind, because we do not mince words in this group, as Toku can attest to.
In fact, one of our old theme songs said just like that. Never afraid to speak their mind.
I just saw you, and I want to do that cosplay. I love Final Fantasy. Okay, I'm back.
But you know, welcome to the group, Ridley. Welcome to AMC Press.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I feel all welcome.
Yeah, and don't be concerned. We're all fine. Anyway, let's get to a different subject quick, because I do a little bit of a tech news subject, and that tech news being this week, today at least. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to my repertoire of tech news here for one moment. There's a new system out there called RF SafeStop, and the idea behind it. So let's say you're driving along, and a cop sees you. Let's say you're going too fast for the speed limit or whatever. He now could, in theory, have a new tool at his disposal to send RF signals into your car and scramble the electronics in such a way that it'll shut down the engine.
Well.
Oh,
that's
horrifyingly
dangerous.
Bait car already does that. The bait cars the cops use do a form of that.
But the bait car has to be set to do it. Okay, it has to have a device in the car itself to do that. This requires no devices in the car itself, because it affects the wiring.
That's ridiculous and horrifying.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was thinking.
That's so beyond dangerous. I mean, drivers function off of a pack instinct. So, you know, say you're going too fast, but there are like three cars behind you, they're going to be going at equal speed to you. If your engine suddenly shuts down, can you imagine the crash that would cause?
Quite a big one, I'm afraid. Quite a fucking big one.
I don't think I want to see that happening on 95.
Or even like saying, or even say, you know how cops will always like hide out in like the little corners where you can't see them? You drive by that corner and you're around a blind drive, and a car coming behind you doesn't see that you're there.
Ugh.
Because you're just around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
So beyond dangerous.
So I'm going to read this story.
It definitely pushes boundaries.
Yes, it does. And it concerns me in such a way because of just what Ridley was talking about. And I'm going to just read this article to you guys. I'm going to read the slash dot version just so that you can understand. So at one end of a disused runway, E2V assembled a varied collection of secondhand cars and motorbikes in order to test the prototype against a range of vehicles. In demonstrations seen by the BBC, a car drove towards the device at about 15 miles per hour. From what I understand, speed doesn't matter, okay? As the vehicle entered the range of the RF safe stop, its dashboard warning lights and dial behaved erratically, the engine stopped, and the car rolled gently to a halt. Digital audio and video recording devices in the vehicle were also affected. It's a small radar transmitter, said Andy Wood, product manager for the machine. The RF put is pulsed from the unit just as it would be in radar. It couples into the wiring in the car, and that disrupts and confuses the electronics in the car, causing the engine to stall.
So it basically destroys the entire electronics in the car, rendering it useless.
Well, I don't know so much about destroying, but it does
confuse. Yeah, but it would still potentially damage it. Like, if you drove by that machine more than once, your car probably would, you know, need to be repaired.
It's like letting loose an EMP, you know?
Yeah.
You know how an EMP renders everything useless, electronic-wise. That would be basically
It also said that it influenced the other electronic devices, like, say it, like, shut down or, like, shorted out your phone battery, or what if it messed with my 3DS? I can't handle it if it messes with my 3DS. Like, I can't deal with that. Or my laptop. Like, my laptop is almost always in my car because I'm constantly bringing it from one place to the next. So if that messes with my laptop, I'm going to smack somebody.
That is scary. That potential for that technology is very scary.
It messes my
And is that gently rolling to a stop? Is that on a flat surface? Because, say, you're going downhill and most of your speed is just momentum.
Yeah.
Then, you're kind of screwed because you're not going to stop. You're going to keep going, and your engine's not going to be working, so you're not going to be able to stop.
It would be very dangerous to use that device in a place like San Francisco. It'd be very risky to use a device like that in a place like San Francisco, which is mostly hills. Can you imagine getting stopped at the top of a hill and then have the car just boom?
And also, you got to think about it, if it's on a hill, do you know how many accidents that device will cause?
Like, it's just, it's the only thing that it can possibly do is cause accidents. Like, I can't see any good coming out of it other than just startling the driver.
I agree.
Especially in northeastern winters, when it gets all icy.
On a hill, on the top of a hill, can you imagine that? The car going out of control down the hill? Bam!
Yeah. If you have any momentum, it's not going to gently stop you. It's going to short out your engine so you no longer have control of your vehicle.
And then cause a nice pile off.
Yeah. It can't cause anything other than trouble.
Sorry about that.
I think whoever created this idea definitely needs to get their heads checked.
They just pay me to do the science. They don't pay me to think about it.
It reminds me of if you remember the Fast and the Furious second movie, claw that they put into the side of the car to stop it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, except without the claw. And that's scary.
Anything that makes you lose control of your vehicle is a dumb idea. Because,
exactly.
You know, a lot of accidents are just caused by lack of control of the vehicle.
Or distraction.
You know, when people...
Or distraction.
When people...
Yeah.
When people think about it, what is a vehicle? What is a car? It's a $2,000, it's a 2,000-pound rolling death machine. So
it really is. We don't need to make cars any more dangerous than they already are. I mean, I personally think that it's ridiculous that, you know, you can go to a dealership and the max speed on your speedometer is always over 100. Like, it's never legal
average. Take a look at what happened to the Fast and Furious actor. He was in a passenger in a car that could do 0 to 60 in 5 seconds.
25 in a car.
You know?
Now,
think
granted,
about it.
I don't feel sad for him, per se, because he always said if I die from speed, don't be sad because I was happy when I died.
The speed of the car, the potential speed that car could go. I think they said it was could do 250 miles an hour, something like that.
205.
There's no reason for cars that aren't specifically race cars to be able to go over 100. There is nowhere except for the Autobahn that it is legal to go 100. Like,
exactly.
I think that the highest speed limit sign that exists is like 80.
There are also,
I'm pretty sure that's the highest speed limit sign that exists. There's no reason for cars to be able to go that fast.
They are also going to be checking their drugs and alcohol too.
Except for in Montana. In Montana, there is no speed limit during the day.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's still,
crazy.
Whether there's a speed limit or not, it's still not safe to be going, like, 100. Like, I think that cars generally should not be able to go over 80. Like, I think that the speedometer should end there.
Any
car that isn't a race car.
Is 75 miles an hour on our freeways.
Ours is 70, but the car he was in, the Porsche, that Porsche that he was in, was also known as one of the hardest cars to control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been showboating a little bit, but even experienced drivers call that car he was in scary. So.
And wasn't the person that was driving he involved with racing anyway?
He was a professional race car driver, yes.
So.
Yep. And if he can get into an accident like that, anybody can.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Carrera GT in general is a really fast, really powerful car. We're talking huge amounts of torque for such a small body. And it can hit upwards. It can hit pretty close to 700 horsepower.
Was it 618? Is it? For stock?
So, yeah, I'm not trying to sound like I'm all... I know all about cars, but I do know a few things.
I know nothing about cars.
I only grew up around cars. I don't know... I don't know much.
I know how to drive one. I don't know anything
don't
about, like, the differences
car,
between other ones.
I don't
like,
even drive
a car. Like,
if you
put two cars next to each other, and I'll be like, that one looks different.
Yeah, I'm a car
guy. That's the only difference that I noticed.
With me, since I grew up with, like, my dad always watching different auctions and going to old cars, like, the antique car shows, I did learn a little bit, but it's still not enough, in my opinion.
The only thing that I can tell the difference between different cars is how they look. I'm just like, well, that one's kind of pretty.
That one's kind of pretty, and that one's a cube. We're on the same level.
Oh, God, don't even get me started on those cars that look like cubes.
They're
on wheels.
Like, I thought that the reason that cars were, like, sleek and slimline is so that, you know, they don't have wind resistance. What can be more wind-resisting than a flat, like, vertical box? Like, you can't have that much more wind resistance than that.
Oh, there's a neighbor in our car that has his... What it looks like, it's a rectangle with a little box on the front, a little square on the front where the lights are. It's one of those little smart cars.
Oh, smart car. Don't get me started on him.
Smart cars are a death trap waiting to happen, in my opinion.
My bicycle is doing
I think that the funniest thing that I've ever seen was the little cube cars are so small that they only take up about half a parking space.
Yeah.
So I've seen them park one behind the other in Manchester, which is like the biggest city in New Hampshire where I live. So in Manchester, I've seen like cube cars parked one behind the other in one parking space, whereas my car's like right next to it, and I take up the whole thing.
Well,
I think it's funny.
In my area, there I've seen two smart cars. I seriously am trying to think of what the reason behind having a smart car is.
I think
save energy, save money on gas, etc. That's the reasoning
but
behind the smart car, Allison.
It's about the trunk. If you want,
guys, we're getting close to the end of the episode.
I still haven't received
the notice, but the clock in the screening room is ticking down really quick, so I'm expecting to hear a 90-second.
Well, I hope our guest comes back again.
Right there.
Yeah. I hope our guest is not a stranger.
Please feel free to join us anytime.
You're welcome here anytime you can. You are welcome here anytime.
I just want to get into our normal ending, you guys. We've had a pretty interesting discussion today. Thank you, Ridley, for coming on. Thank you for joining us for tonight's episode.
And you're welcome back anytime, Ridley.
Follow all of our stuff on itsmyurals.com/AMCPressLive. Follow us everywhere. We're live tomorrow, and
we do have an interview.
We have an interview tomorrow.
And Johnny, let's end the episode.
James, take us home.
James, where are you?
James.
It was a pleasure Allison,
Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather. Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow, and
that was so
fantastic,
catchy.
Good night.
Take care.
And
welcome
as Allison was saying, we have an interview tomorrow with Adam Ozy, so don't be afraid to join us.
Who in the heck is Adam Ozy?
I'll explain later. But
I wish I wasn't working tomorrow.
Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, bye.